Welcome to Millennial Money Minutes, where we tackle tough personal finance topics in 5 minutes or less, with your host, Grant from MillennialMoney.com and Matt from DistilledDollar.com.
Hi, everyone. Today, we're going to talk about the question of when will we be millionaires? I believe that over the lifetime, for us, a lot of us will become millionaires just out of pure necessity. You know, a million today might be enough for someone who's 65 to retire, but, you know, 40, 30 years from now, I think that will obviously go up due to inflation. So the question is, when will we become millionaires? I'm convinced, again, that a lot of us will reach that status in our 40s and 50s, and it won't be that big of a deal because that's just sort of being on pace for retirement. And the calculation I brought up was technically, you know, there's a lot of assumptions here, but if we were to have $230,000 invested in the market at the age of 27 and never touched it again and never added to it again, by the time we turned 65, that $230,000 investment will actually have grown to give us enough purchasing power for about $40,000 a year in today's money per year for, you know, assuming at least 30 years. So, but that's $230,000 at 27. And to follow the math just a little bit longer here, at 35, that liability begins to grow. And I like to say it begins to snowball and it goes up to $370,000. So this idea that, you know, the longer we wait, we're basically allowing compound interest to do less work for our investments.
So basically, you might already be a millionaire and you don't even know it. And I like to take this idea a little bit farther. And you can look even beyond your savings, right? So if you own a house, how much is that house likely to appreciate over that same period that you're looking at how much your money would grow? So over a 30-year period. And I think a lot of our parents, a lot of boomers, just they've been really lucky and they've got a nest egg built around just the house that they lived in. And it was an asset that, you know, that they didn't necessarily realize that they would have. And I think the final thing, you know, just for me is, you know, even as you're working today and you think about, you know, your effectively hourly rate or what your annual salary is, it's fun to think about it in terms of the future value of your salary. So, you know, if you're making, say, $50,000 today, the actual value of that $50,000 in 30 years is like $300,000 at least, right? So you can actually...
If you were to invest most
Yeah, if you were to invest all of it or most of it. But if you think about it that way, then even in terms of what you're saving, right? So if you say, I'm going to save 10% of my income and you're making $50,000, that 10%, based on the calculation, would be worth, you know, $30,000 you know, in 30 years.
Yeah, many multiples of what you think it is. And I think, you know, when a lot of people are being told, oh, you need a, you know, $1.5 million to retire, you know, for me, I used to think, there's no way I can save that much money, even if it was, say, you know, whatever, 10% of $100,000. You know, it's just the numbers don't add up. But what it's hard and it's, you know, people don't really explain this, I think, as clearly is that, you know, to save up to $1.5 million, again, you might only need to save a fifth of that and let compound interest do the real work. And that's why people say that, you know, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world, because, you know, this thing is a remarkable tool that it will help all of us reach retirement if we take advantage of it.
And I think the last point I'd like to make is you can really accelerate it as fast as you want, right? So a lot of it comes down to, you know, just saving, right? And investing, it's that power of the two, where, you know, say you have $10,000 saved today, and that $10,000, you know, in 30 years is worth $40,000 or $50,000. Now you know that if you can save five times that, it's going to be worth five times that, right?
Yes.
And you can actually, you can move a lot faster than you think. I mean, that's what I did. I was just like, wow, I know, you know, I knew the stock market was going up and I wanted to get in as much money in the stock market as possible. We were just coming out of, you know, starting into a bull market. And I was like, all right, like, let's ride this bull.
Yeah, and I think it kind of comes back to our, I mean, absolutely, right? It's been a crazy bull market. But I think it comes back to this overall idea that, you know, these small investment decisions, you know, 1%, 2% can add up to big dollar amounts at the end of the road. And a large part of that, again, is just due to compound interest. So, you know, to answer the question, when will we become millionaires? I think it's a lot sooner than a lot of us will think. And to Grant's point, I think we can make it happen even sooner.
You might even be a millionaire today.
Yeah. So thanks a lot for listening, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Millennial Money Minutes. If you liked this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes and subscribe. If you want us to cover a specific topic, use hashtag MillennialMoney on Twitter or visit MillennialMoneyMinutes.com.